I'm Brad Lanier, legal representative of Federated Paper Company, division of Macmillan Chemical.
Say again.
I'm Brad Lanier, legal representative of Federated Paper Company.
You make toilet paper.
Yes, we do. Your desk sergeant downstairs
sent me up
here.
How come you can never get a roll started right? I mean, you always got to scratch and claw at it till it ends up in shreds.
Is there Captain Miller here?
Yeah. Barney? You know, you people really ought to do something about that.
I'm in the legal department. I really don't know anything about that end of the business.
Prudent.
Yes, I'm Captain Miller. Can I help you?
This is Mr. Lanier, Barney. He's with the Federated Toilet Paper Company.
Just paper. Federated Paper Company. We're a division of Macmillan Chemical.
They do make toilet paper, but they don't brag about it. He's their attorney.
One of them. There are 57 of us.
57? It's a lot of lawyers.
Well, we're a big firm.
Oh. But they got enough to keep you busy, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What can I do for you, Mr. Lanier?
The problem is a gradual erosion of respect for the free enterprise system and consequently the increasing attacks upon the corporate entities that are the backbone of that system.
I would say that's out of our jurisdiction, Mr. Lanier.
Okay, how about vandalism and theft? Offices ransacked, files rifled.
That's more like it.
Well, I was giving you a broader, overall picture, you know, bringing in the social implications from a jurisprudent point of view.
I see. Have a seat, Mr. Lanier.
Thank you.
How long has it been going on?
A week and a half.
Do you have any idea who it might be?
He calls himself the Hawk.
The Hawk?
That's the name that he scribbles on the wall every time he does one of these things. Is this yours?
No. Mm. Sounds to me like you've got a crusader on your hands.
Probably protesting corporate corruption. Environmental pollution.
Do you have anybody you can think of who might have a personal motive? Somebody who has a grievance, a grudge against the company?
No one in particular. But, we have managed to put together, or at least our computer has put together a list of people who might have some reason, I mean, in their own warped minds, for wanting to get back at our company.
How many names you got on this list?
About 2,300.
It's more than Santa has.
A lot of disturbed people out there.
I should say so.
Just come right. Come in. Come on.
Hi, Barney. Got a robbery victim.
Where?
Right there. Found her sprawled in the street. Some queek came along and knocked her down. Took one of her bags.
Okay, come in.
She's one of those shopping bag ladies. You know, they live out there. They don't have a home. They live in a street or in an alley. She's been living in that doorway right next to Cotterman's liquor store.
You all right, ma'am?
I think she's deaf.
What are you whispering for?
I think she's dumb, too. I mean, she can't talk.
I know what the word means.
All right.
All right. Do what you can. Get whatever information you can.
We're going over there. I'm going to sit down.
All right, Mr. Lanier, if you'll just step this way. Okay. Give the rest of your statement to Sergeant Harris.
Kept trying to get her to talk to me on the way over here. Finally figured out she was deaf.
She talks. Whenever I go to Cotterman, she's always there, discussing the weather, current events.
Who to?
Mostly the pigeons.
Now, studies done on these women have found that often they're wholly unresponsive to outside overtures. They exist totally in their own fantasy land. It requires a subtle and psychological approach to get through to them.
Well, then why don't you try it?
Hey, lady. Lady. I gave it my best shot.
Not so far as we can tell, but he turned over tables, broke test tubes, and destroyed the products we've been working on.
And what products are those?
Just all sorts. There's antifreeze and roach killers and soft drinks.
Do you make soda pop, too?
Yes.
Put that back.
God. That's police property. Gee.
What'd you do with my baseball? Come on, my baseball. Where is it?
I think I have it.
Oh. Well, give it back to me.
Hey, nice move.
Oh, well, thanks. I used to pitch a little in school. Had a 1.6 earned run average. Used to bat 420.
No kidding.
Yeah. Had an offer from the Mets.
And you wound up with a toilet paper company?
Yeah, well, you know how mothers are.
Yeah.
We through here?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Captain. I've given your office all the information I can. Now, the rest is going to be up to you.
We'll do the best we can.
Look here. Do you make the kind of soda that comes in those pop-top cans?
Is there anything else?
Yeah, look, what I want to know is how come them suckers is always snapping off in your hand, and then you end up with a bunch of junk and no way to get at it? Just something had to be said, Barney. Barney, I got a couple of possibilities on our hawk.
Oh, good. What do you got?
It's just some guys who've been busted before for harassing corporations, you know, power companies.
Sad case.
Yeah, Barney. They're such tragic cases, those ladies, you know? And you see them all the time, you know, sitting in doorways all alone. Tacky old dresses. Looking at you like a lost dog.
I know.
Well, you know, they can really blow your whole day. She is picking through that trash. Why are they always picking through the trash?
Nick, would you keep an eye on her?
Sure.
Thank you.
Would you care for a cup of coffee? Everybody says that.
Got any identification on
it? It's a driver's license.
Dispatch just got a call from McMillan Chemical. Somebody's out on a ledge at the 40th floor.
Doing what?
He's writing on the side of the building.
Oh, he's not a jumper.
Unless it's a suicide note.
You and Nick.
Let's go, Nick.
Okay.
Jeez, you call this coffee?
Who asked you?
And the guy was about 25, and he was about my height, right?
Yeah, but not your build. He was skinny. There was not enough meat on him.
I gotta know how old you are.
I turned 45 in 61.
That's 61.
Yeah.
Right.
Me and my late husband went on a cruise to Bermuda that year.
Last permanent address?
I'm saving up to take another trip. Maybe next winter.
That sounds nice.
You wanna go?
Me? No, I gotta work.
They're the ones you want to arrest. They're the ones you want to be in jail.
Calm down, Mr. Trent.
Don't arrest me, for God's sake. I'm on your side.
Just take it easy.
It's Mr. Alvin Traeger, Captain.
This is our hawk?
He's a window washer for the building.
And I've seen it all. The midnight conferences, the secret shreddings, they're all maniacs!
Take it easy. Never in my whole life have I seen such obscenity and filth on a building.
Oh, you've been out of town.
That's evidence. That's proof of how they're poisoning us.
These are the property of McMillan Chemical, and we'd like them back, please.
You're killing us with your chemicals.
Hey, I'm just a lawyer.
They're killing us with their lawyers, too.
Take it easy. It's evidence, Mr. Lanier. It's been impounded, but everyone's rights will be respected. In the meantime, why don't you have a seat, and Sergeant Harris will help you swear out a complaint.
I want to fill out a complaint, too.
Indeed, we'll be glad to help you.
Have a seat, Mr. Traeger.
You heard about the DVCP? I mean, the men who worked in the plants where they make it? Now they find out they can't have children. They're all sterile.
Take it easy, will you, Mr. Traeger?
Doesn't anybody care? How would you like to be impotent?
Oh, no thanks.
You won. You should have seen what he was doing up there. He was spray painting a letter on each one of the windows. It was like a giant, filthy crossword puzzle.
People love word games.
I copied it down, you know, for the evidence.
Thank you.
We caught him before he was quite finished. You can see that he was in the middle of a seven-window word on the 39th floor across.
Very good.
I'll do it in myself.
They're murderers. Don't you understand? They're fouling everything they touch. The rivers, the oceans, the sky itself.
The man is out of his mind. We are one of the most ecologically responsible companies in this whole state.
Every living thing you see is covered with filth and stinks of contamination.
Is he speaking figuratively, Mrs. Hirsch?
I can't let her go back there out on the street. What's she gonna do when winter comes?
I thought you're taking it to Bermuda.
I ain't going to Bermuda.
Don't you know, I've got just as much compassion for the lady as you do. But I have respect for her as a person with dignity and the right to choose the way she wants to live.
It's just that I feel like if I could help her, it would make up for it. Make up for what?
Well, I guess it has sort of to do with my mother. You know, I mean, I caused her a lot of pain.
Well, we all do. Growing up.
No, I'm talking about at birth. I weighed 11 and a half pounds. My mother was in labor for 13 hours.
Well, sure, that's not your fault.
Of course it is.
Ronnie, she's got a problem.
Another step and I'll drink this.
I was taking him to the cage. He grabbed it off Nick's desk.
What is it?
Another fine poison from the kitchens of Macmillan Chemical.
Take it easy, Mr. Traeger. Take it easy. Mr. Lanier, is it possible that what Mr. Traeger is holding is poisonous?
I don't know. My death will be the ultimate proof, Mr. Traeger. Ah, don't move. I'll swallow.
I'm not moving. Nobody's moving.
Afternoon mail, gentlemen.
Not now, Levitt.
Have I come at a bad time, sir?
Mr. Traeger's threatening to kill himself.
Why? That'll hold him out for a while.
Good idea.
Why just hang loose? Pardon the expression.
Mr. Traeger, this is not going to accomplish anything. Give me the tube.
Sure.
Wojo, call Bellevue. We're going to need an ambulance. Iris, Dietrich.
Yeah, Barn.
What is it?
Doesn't matter. I'm as good as dead. You're not going to die in my squadron if I got to squeeze that stuff out.
Now sit down.
Dietrich, get some water. Maybe we can dilute the stuff.
Barney, need to know what it is.
What is it? Food coloring.
Food.
With red dye number 2, I'll be dead from cancer in 30 years. And it'll be on your head.
Put him in a cage.
Right. Come on.
Captain, look, I've signed the complaint. Is anything else?
That's it, Mr. Lanier.
I really do enjoy being in the law.
I'm sure it has its rewards.
Because, you know, I mean, baseball, what can you expect? I mean, hopefully you make the majors, maybe be in a series. But you see, on the other hand, in law, you can go all the way and end up on a Supreme Court. You know, respected, revered, influential.
It's true.
Of course, Warren Berger will never be on a bubblegum card.
It's true, too.
Yeah. Well... Goodbye.
Well?
Well, what?
Do I go now?
Just...
Yeah, you can go now. Well, listen now, wait a minute. You take care of yourself, huh?
Yeah. You too.
Good luck, Mrs. Hirsch.
This here belongs to you.
Oh, okay. Keep it. You know, it can be a sort of a...
Keepsake?
Yeah.
But no Bermuda.
No.
You're still working on that.
I almost had it on, but I'm stuck with this word across the 42nd floor. I thought I knew every dirty word there was, but nothing seems to fit.
Whatever it is, it's probably something that only a twisted and demented mind could come up with. Any ideas?
Fits.
Don't I get enough reality in my life without horrifying video of when good pets go bad?
On TV Land, good pets stay good. Reason number 17 that people turn to TV Land for TV satisfaction.